Last year, New Orleans announced that city workers sucked 46 tons of Mardi Gras beads from drainage catch basins on the side of the road. And that was from just five blocks of St. Charles Avenue, one of the main parade routes. That news got a lot of attention, and a growing number of people are trying to figure out how to reduce Mardi Gras waste without reducing the magic. This week on the Coastal News Roundup, WWNO's Travis Lux and Thomas Walsh took a look at what's being done.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for coming on the Coastal News Roundup with me this week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Travis.
So I went to Crew Delusion a couple weeks ago, the parade, and it was a pretty typical parade in that, you know, there are all these floats with colorful lights and brass bands interspersed throughout. Of course, people were lined along the streets with cups and cans in their hands, cheering as all these crews danced by. At a lot of Mardi Gras parades, crews are throwing stuff to people in the crowd, like coconuts or beads, a lot of plastic stuff, really. One of the crews in this parade was actually doing the opposite. They were asking people in the crowd for stuff, for their trash. Rachel Jeanfro is part of this new crew this year called the Trashformers. Their whole mission is to go around collecting as many recyclables as they can from people in the crowd so it doesn't end up on the street and then eventually in a landfill.
Yeah, I saw pictures of those guys. It's a pretty unique idea. They had these like crazy green tricycles with shopping carts attached?
Exactly. Yeah. So they're pedaling down the street, and every now and then someone will sort of, once they kind of figure out what's going on, someone from the crowd will toss a can into the basket and then get congratulated with high fives and cheers from the trash farmers. It was a fun environment.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
This whole group was started by this guy, Brett Davis. Before the parade, he told me that he's trying to test this out as basically one model for how to reduce waste along the route. And if all goes well, he's hoping that it'll grow.
Maybe one day have something where we have a marching crew like ourselves intermittently throughout many parades and a very branded look so that when the public sees all these neon green bikes or whatever collection device it is, they're like, oh, get your stuff ready, here comes the collectors, and they're gonna be dressed up and doing it in a fun way.
Like I said, this was the first year for the Trashformers, but Davis told me that he's actually had this idea for a while. It really picked up steam in the fall at this conference called The Future of Mardi Gras, which was organized by the Urban Conservancy, which is a nonprofit that works on infrastructure and environmental issues in New Orleans.
Yep. I attended this conference. It was down at the Carver Theater right on Orleans. A couple hundred people there. A lot of usual suspects that you would suspect from Mardi Gras in particular. Walking crews, riding crews, civic organizations, neighborhood groups. A lot of people were there. Panel discussion leaders talking about things like crafting, traditions, and even kind of perennial issues that we have here in New Orleans, gentrification, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I talked to one of the organizers of that conference, Dana Ennis, who is the executive director of the Urban Conservancy, and asked her why she wanted to do a conference about the future of Mardi Gras. Basically, she said the impetus came from a lot of different places, but really she just kept thinking about all those tons of beads that were removed from catch basins on St. Charles.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone can forget that headline.
Coupling that with our flooding issues and our infrastructure issues, that was really what got me to thinking it's time for us to have a really big conversation about our carnival practices.
People who attended it were asked to fill out these surveys that basically asked them, you know, what was the biggest issue for them when it comes to thinking about the future of Mardi Gras. And Ennis said that environmental issues and waste issues really rose to the top of these surveys. More than half of them said it was actually their main concern.
Increasing recycling and actually reducing the amount of garbage. And rethinking how we measure the success of Mardi Gras so we're no longer measuring it in terms of tonnage.
Okay, so Thomas, you were at this conference and you were actually interviewing people there, right? So what did you hear?
Yeah, it was kind of in this whole spirit of kind of greening the gras, so to speak. And I was asking people about throws that were actually worth their time versus stuff that's not, aspects of parades and carnival in general that they'd like to see changed, ways the city can help.
The whole thing is insanity. We catch these beads, and then we put them in a plastic bag, and then they sit in the corner of the house for 6 months until we either recycle them or just get sick of them and throw them out.
We've passed the era of plastic. in our environment, and so we've got to reconfigure a medium that it will biodegrade.
The waste built up in the drains. I know they have catch basins, but I think more work has to be done towards that.
I think that there definitely could just be more trash cans everywhere.
A recycling center every other block. Every other block, my taxpayer money should pay for that, and they don't.
I don't know. Sometimes when I get a throw, I ask myself, would I rather have this or a dollar bill? And I always think I'd rather have a dollar bill.
I would love to get more things that are actually practical, cosmetic bags and combs and hairbrushes and nail files.
You know, we have biodegradable glitter now, so that could be used.
The vendors that sell food, I really would like to see them eliminate the styrofoam containers.
I think we should be putting a lot more of our effort around Mardi Gras back into art.
I would just as soon see crews spend more money on bands and spectacle.
I go to the parades to enjoy the experience with my family and friends and to take in the music and socialize. And so, you know, for me, it's not about hauling off a bunch of stuff.
So, yeah, you can hear that there's a lot of overlap, a lot of varying ideas kind of jumping back and forth. But, you know, Travis, I was just out at the parades this past weekend, and I got to tell you, man, it's kind of hard to conceive of a beadless Mardi Gras.
I know. And so I put this question, actually, to Ennis, and she said, you know, based on her conversations with people at this conference and in other places, that what people really find memorable at Mardi Gras is not the quantity of the stuff they walk away from the parade with, but the quality.
Sure. That's definitely like one of the number one responses we got to.
It's the magic of that moment and that moment of connectivity between the rider or the walker and the parade goer, right? Whatever it is, whether it's just you jumping in line and dancing a little bit with somebody, or they're giving you something, that handing you that coconut, handing you that shoe.
So Ennis says that making Mardi Gras more environmentally friendly could take a lot of time and a lot of people buying in, from the crew leaders to parade goers to city officials. But she feels like minds have kind of finally started coming together on this issue, and she's encouraged by what she's seeing.
Well, now I got a question for you, Travis.
Yeah.
So what is the city doing about all this?
So the city's been putting out these things called gutter buddies, for one.
Right.
These are basically little things that go in front of storm drains, catch basins. And the idea is that that's going to at least block some of the stuff, beads and trash, from clogging up the storm basins along the street. And the city's also encouraging people to take advantage of some of the recycling programs that are already out there on select parade routes. So on some of the uptown routes this weekend, for example, volunteers are going to be out there from several organizations passing out these bags to people in the crowd, where you can toss your extra beads that you don't want, and you can put your recyclable cans and cups and that kind of thing. And at the end of the parade, you can toss them on a truck and they'll be recycled.
Oh, that sounds good. The gutter buddy sounds good, too. That's what a lot of the people at the conference wanted to see. Just something in place of those storm drains. And, you know, Travis, if you have any leftover beads, and we know that everyone out there is going to,
right,
you can take them to the Arc of Greater New Orleans with a couple dozen locations around town. You can drop off those extras, sort them out, recycle them. They'll take care of that work for you. Full list of those locations is online at arcgno.org. I make sure that I got that right.
Arcgno.org. Thomas, that about does it for this special edition of the Coastal News Roundup. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, I'll see you out there on the street, Travis.
All right, happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.